You're in tune to WRFR,
the voice of good music for Rockland.
Time for the Flipside Show. Yes, it's the Flipside Show, and we are your hosts, Spike and
Shadow.
Hello to the listening audience of WRFR. Welcome to yet another installment of The Flipside Show, hosted by yours truly, Spike, with host the sequel,
Shadow. Don't let his calmness fool you. He's a little excited right now. He's been passionately looking up and finding information and doing this research and all that stuff for this episode, and he's excited. He's just hiding it very well.
Yes, due to popular demand. Well, I should back up. Last year I devoted 10 episodes to the records that were recorded at the Rockland Recording Studio.
And I've
had a number of people ask for a follow-up episode.
And
so this is what this episode is.
And
so I guess we're going to play some. Where do we start? Since last year, I have acquired some more records that were recorded at the Rockland Recording Studio. One of my personal favorites is by Ray Larson and the Mustangs. That was a group that was home-based up in Caribou, and many of the members were stationed at Loring Air Base. This was around 1968, so here we go with Girl in the Afternoon on the Rockland label.
How can I tell her why should I care? How can I tell her when she's never there? But she'll never say
To die, and the herring like the white gull have wings on which to fly. Ori dory, get your dory, there are herring in the bay. Ori dory, get your dory, for the herring swim away. For the herring are like silver shining in the sea. They are precious shining silver, and they hide from you and me. Ori Dori got his dory and rode out into the bay. Ori Dori got his dory, but the herring swam away. For the herring, like the white gull, had to live another day. And the herring, like the white gull, slipped silently away.
You are listening to the Flipside Show here on WRFR. 93.3 in Rockland.
99.3 Camden.
Hosted by Spike and...
Shadow.
What we just heard was Ray Maddy on the electric mandolin, accompanied by Sonny Cardillo on guitar and Dave Nevins on bass guitar. That was a track from the 21st Century Strings album, Golden Wedding. Before that, we heard from the Mallet Brothers doing Ori Dori. And we started off with Ray Larson and the Mustangs doing Girl in the Afternoon. And what you're listening to is a follow-up episode of my research on the Rockland Recording Studio. For those of you who are not familiar with the Rockland Recording Studio, it was located in the old American Legion Hall. What was it? Route 17.
Maverick Street.
Maverick Street. And the studio was on operation for about 1960 to around 1986 or so. And the recording engineer was Jim Deans, retired naval officer. So the next one, and while that last number was playing, the Shadow was humming Wake Up Little Susie, made famous by the Everly Brothers.
Yeah, that's because we also played it last week on...
well, yeah.
That was still in my mind.
Yep. But what's interesting about the Everly Brothers was that many of the tunes that the Everly Brothers made famous was written by Boodle Bryant. So here's a record here that was recorded by Roger and Diane, recorded at the Rockland Recording Studio and released on the Sandcastle label. This is a tune composed by Boodle Bryant, Just in Case.
All your love someday, but maybe that someday seems so far away. I say live it up a bit right now, just in case we have to part. Say, baby, now's time to work and wait. Say no more love until we graduate. I say live it up a bit right now, just in case we have to part. Just in case I'm drafted, baby, just in case.
Rockland label, that was the Seacoast Ramblers doing the Black Woods Drag. Before that, Laurie, Everyone Will Know, also on the Rockland label. And we started off with Roger and Diane, Just in Case, that was on the Sandcastle label, all recorded at the Rockland Recording Studio. And you're listening to The Flipside Show here on WRFR, hosted by yours truly, Spike, with...
I am here. I really am. Well, let's face it.
Yes.
I just took 1.5 episodes.
Yeah.
And I basically took over since Bob was trying to, you know, do whatever. And I took over and I gave you very little time here. This is your time. This is your show.
Wow.
I'm just going to sit back and let you go to work and try to keep Bob away. Speaking
Bob,
of which...
Bob the janitor, yes.
B.O. Yeah, speaking of which, I just heard the downstairs door, so I'm thinking he's here. But you are listening to 93.3 in Rockland.
And 99.3 in Camden.
And behind the old Rockland recording studio is the Rockland Golf Club. And that is one of the sponsors for the show, 606 Old County Road, Rockland, Maine, 594-9322.
Well, here was a record that was recorded by a band that was originally known as the Jesters. Eventually, they had to change the name to Jester Holiday. It was a Bangor-based band.
WRFR, the voice of good music for Rockland.
Shadow?
Just a second.
What are you doing with that smartphone?
Fine. I'm listening to the podcast, episode 42.
Yes, and I should tell the listening audience of WRFR where they can find the podcasts. You can find them by going to the WRFR.org website, going to the podcast page, scrolling down to the very bottom, you'll see the entry for the Flipside Show. Click on that, and there you will see the episodes that you can download to your computer and listen at your own convenience.
Absolutely, is what I was trying to do.
But isn't that kind of strange, listening to a podcast show while doing a show?
Yeah, just a little bit, but there's a new thingy here. I just want to let you guys know that on your smartphones or your tablets, you can actually download the Podomatic, which actually allows you to get the episodes to your smartphone. But
nice,
you know.
Well, where was I? Oh yes, there we go. The Jester Holiday was a Bangor-based band. One of the members was Conrad Nodden. And so here is a record that they did at the Rockland Recording Studio, released on the Holiday label, Conrad Nodden and the Jester Holiday. This is The Wall.
The wall is high, too high for your escape. The gate is closed and locked with heavy chains. There is no patch of blue. Dawn. The only way of home you have is through your mind. You must not let your thoughts be compromised by greed. The gate is closed and locked with heavy chains. There is no patch of
strong young Maine clam digger on the waters of the Copenhagen Bay. When Bo Curtis revved his 40 horsepower engine, he was heading for North Haven on that day. About 4 miles out, the boat was taking water, and 10-foot waves were blown up by the storm. It was blowing hard and the currents pulled him southward. He found himself at Bailey's buoy that morn. As he climbed upon the buoy to try to tie his boat, giant waves came by and washed the boat away. With the snow and spray swirling round, he had no way to know that for 27 hours he would stay. With his lighter, he lit little strips of rubber that he cut off from his boots to keep him warm. In his vigil, he heard far-off boats and airplanes. By the grace of God, that brave young man held on. Then the miracle did happen. The Point Hannon came in sight. 'Twas a Coast Guard ship from down in Jonesport, Maine. Picked him off that buoy and blew him up to Bangor. Good old Bo, you see your loved ones once again. When Bo was reunited with his sweetheart, and both their hearts were filled with joy, in his hand he held his lucky cigarette lighter. Was a miracle out there at Bailey's buoy. As he looked down at his lighter, these very words he said. He called it the flame that wouldn't die. So if you're planning a boat trip across the harbor, take a long look at Rockland's winter sky. Take a long look at Rockland's winter sky.
No matter what you do.
Bangor-based band that was the Barracudas, No Matter What You Do, recorded at the Rockland Recording Studio in 1968 and released on both the Critique label and the Smash label. Before that, Fred Tommy Thompson, Miracle at Bay Ledge Buoy. And we started off with Conrad Nodden and the Jester Holiday, also a Bangor-based band, The Wall, released on the Holiday label. And you're listening to, what are we listening to?
They are listening to The Flipside Show. I have to ask you something.
What's that?
Are you feeling all right? You're looking a little pale. You look like you're hitting the wall. I'm just an observation, but you guys are listening to The Flipside Show with your hosts Spike and Shadow, 93.3 Rockland, 99.3 Camden.
All right, what are you laughing about?
Bob's here.
Oh, you're just dying to play a prank on him, aren't you?
I'm getting ready to.
Oh, boy.
I'll catch you.
Okay. Yes, Bob, the janitor, also known as B.O. for short. You know, if Bob wasn't so easy to pick on, we wouldn't have so much fun. Anyway, for the next record I'm about to play, this is by Lori. I believe her name is Lorraine Toussaint. Lori had contacted me through email, and she told me that this tune was originally written as 4 cent stamp, but by the time she got around to recording this, the stamps had increased from 4 cents to 6 cents in January of 1968, so she kept having to redo the song over and over because she kept singing 4 cent stamp instead of 6 cent stamp. So here we go with Lori doing 6 cent stamp.
No deposit, no return. Oh, the words they haunt and burn. say it still, and I know I always will. No deposit, no return, I get everything I earn. No deposit, no return, so I lost and so I learned. My life again, I'd live it differently. I'd love her first and wait for her to love me patiently. But wedding bells have rung for her and someone else instead. No deposit, no return is all she said. No deposit, no return, oh the words they haunt and burn. I can hear her say it still, and I know I always will. No deposit, no return, I got everything I earn. No deposit, no return, so I lost and so I learned.
Rockland Recording Studio around 1968. That was Ray Larson and the Mustangs doing Watermelon Song. Before that, the Mallet Brothers, No Deposit, No Return. According to Dave Mallet, the trumpet was Conrad Nodden. And we started off with Laurie doing 6 Cent Stamp. And you're listening to...
Hey, Bob!
Oh, boy. What did you do to him?
Well, see, then his eyes just kind of, and then you would have had to been there. You were listening to the Flipside Show on 93.3 Rockland.
99.3 in Camden.
And I'm sitting here looking at Spike.
And I'm sitting here looking at the shadow.
And then it just, okay.
Yeah, I know.
I'll think of something else.
poor listeners are wondering what kind of torment we're putting poor Bob through. But
they don't want to know.
Hey, it's mutual. Bob torments us. Anyway, moving forward in this follow-up episode of my research of the Rockland Recording Studio, earlier in this episode, I played the Mallet Brothers doing Ori Dori. Well, now here is another rendition of Ori Dori done by Roger and Diane that was released on the Sandcastle label.
Ori Dori, get your dory, there are herring in the bay. Ori Dori, get your dory, for the herring swim away. And the herring, like the white gull, have wings on which to fly. Ori Dori, get your dory, there are herring in the bay. Ori Dori, get your dory, for the herring swim away. For the herring are like silver shining in the sea.
That was In a 17th Century Drawing Room, performed by Ray Matty on electric mandolin, accompanied by Sonny Cardilli on guitar, and Dave Nevins on electric bass guitar. We heard Roger and Diane doing Ori Dori on the Sandcastle label, all recorded at the Rockland Recording Studio right here in Rockland.
And you are listening to The Flip Side Show.
With yours truly, Spike. accompanied by
Shadow the Troublemaker. And I'm going to take a moment to thank the sponsor, the second sponsor.
Yes.
The Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, 245 Camden Street, Rockland, Maine, 594-9557.
Well, continuing on with this follow-up episode of the Rockland Recording Studios material, here is another record on the Sandcastle label, Fire and Ice, and this is a Phil Tobin number titled Occasional Rain.
Wait, what color to be mine? Wait,
recorded at the Rockland Recording Studio and released on the Critique label. That was the Barracudas doing Wait for Tomorrow. Before that, we started with a Cherryfield group, Fire and Ice, doing Occasional Rain on the Sandcastle label. Also recorded at the Rockland Recording Studio. And you're listening to The Flipside Show here in WRFR.
With your hosts, Spike and Shadow.
Here on 93.3 in Rockland.
99.3 Camden.
Well, I guess that's about all that we've got going on.
I just have a quick question.
Yes?
I found this in the fridge. Do you have any idea what it is?
No, I don't.
Well, let's...
Get rid of it. Okay. Get out of here.
All right.
Well, according to the big clock on the wall, it's time for us to call it another show. So that's all the time that we have for today, folks. Tune in next week as we hear the Shadows say...
Hey, Bob, check this out.
Thank you for listening. This program was transcribed at the Flipside for WRFR Rockland. Thank you.
Thank you.